This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live New Orleans, Louisiana, media row in advance of Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl 59. I'm fired up. If you listen to our radio show regularly, you know that my favorite people to talk to in NFL locker rooms are offensive linemen. And they're the smartest. They have the best perspective on the game. And one of my favorites.
They make the game go.
They do. For a number of years now is Big Luke, Cornelius Lucas, yo. New Orleans native, joining us live here at Media Row. Big Luke, what up, man?
Yo, how y'all doing today, man?
Look good, man.
I got to start here.
Okay.
There's no way you know. I'm guessing you don't know this. We do the show every day, okay. Me and B. We start our show with a ward tour by Tribe.
Okay.
And you're wearing a Tribe Called Quest t-shirt.
Right.
I am curious, is that just like a cool throwback t-shirt for you, or are you a Tribe guy?
Actually, funny story, my O-line coach, Bobby Johnson, gave me this t-shirt.
OG!
Bobby Johnson gave you that?
OG gave me this shirt, man.
Now, I bet OG is an actual Tribe fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I got to talk to him about that. How you doing? So, pull back the curtain here.
Okay.
Big Luke. Moments ago, when we were just getting at the end of that break before the sports update there, Big Luke just looked at me. He's like, man, we were so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you look at this season now, damn, we accomplished so much, or we were so close to the Super Bowl?
I still look at it as we accomplished unimaginable amount of stuff, man. Like, no one predicted us to do anything this year. And for us to take it as far as we took it, it's still a bittersweet falling so short, so close. But at the end of the day, to go from 4-13,
yeah,
to what was I in the record?
12-5 regular season.
12-5, like
14-6, I guess.
Night and day difference, yeah. Man. This year, I had the most fun I've ever had playing football, and going in year 12. You know what I'm saying?
You've been doing this a long time.
I've been doing
it
a long time, and this year was the most fun ever.
Does this, being here and seeing all the festivity, motivate you even more?
Yeah, and it's a little bittersweet because I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I wish it was that burgundy and gold strapped on the walls.
Instead of this damn green.
Yeah, man. I keep getting reporters with green shirts on. I'm like, man, you got the wrong shirt on. Got the wrong color on.
You grew up, you said, like a 15-minute walk from here, right?
Well, my house is 15-minute walk from here. But I grew up on the West Bank. I grew up in the 8 Ward. All those are 15 minutes away in the car ride.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
What does it mean to you to be in New Orleans for a Super Bowl as a pro football? I mean, because the last Super Bowl here, you weren't in the pros yet.
That, oh, I was
think
in college.
2012.
Yeah, I was in college.
What, like?
Wow, I was here.
What's it mean for you, dude?
Like,
this is hometown.
Yeah, it's a weird feel, man. I'm at home. I'm fellowshipping with my people. I feel like I'm at home, but I also feel like I'm doing something special. Something special is going on right now. I don't really know how to put it in perspective. Like I say, I wish I was gearing up to play a football game on Sunday, but just being in the fellowship, being in the festivities, this is my first time actually going to the Super Bowl, seeing all the events and stuff like that. I'm just taking it all in.
Talking with Cornelius Lucas here, tackle, offensive lineman for the Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels last night got some awards, got some well-deserved hardware, Rookie of the Year, and then the surprise that I don't think anybody really knew about was the moment of the year.
With the Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where were you and what was going through your mind for the Hail Mary?
Okay, so I had just rolled my ankle maybe 15 plays before.
You had come out, right?
I was out, yeah. I was on the sideline hobbling. And it wasn't looking too good, but they pranced out there, and I saw the ball go in the air. And I couldn't move. I just melted on the sideline. Once the ball came down, he scored.
Yeah,
I just rolled on the sideline. I couldn't walk. I just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. I hope someone finds the footage of that.
That's amazing.
It's going to be hilarious.
You're just rolling on the ground like
just rolling on the ground, like doing snow angels, because I was just elated.
One of the underrated parts of that play, and I'm guessing you will have noticed this too. I want to say it was Alec Greddy. I can't remember who it was. So Jaden takes the snap, rolls right, goes right, then comes all the way back left. And one of the linemen, you had a D lineman trying to chase Jaden down, and he was able just to get a clean, clock cleaning block on one of the Bears D linemen coming the other way. Have you seen that?
I did not see that. I was more focused on the left tackle.
When he comes back left.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah. 13 seconds it took for that play to for him to get rid of that ball.
Yeah, for him to get down the field.
That's a long time.
Four seconds is a long
what
time.
What was so great about the play, though, they call illegal man downfield for everything. You know, and normally if you're blocking that long, you know, people, somebody all kinds of things happen. But 13 seconds, no holes, no penalties. That was.
Yeah.
You all did a damn good job with that one.
Hey, the football guys, they called, they answered.
What was your favorite moment this season?
Ooh.
Hail Mary's got to be up there, but there were a lot of moments.
The Hail Mary's up there. I think winning that Philly game on the last drive.
Sure.
That was up there on the touchdown. For me personally. What else?
Got a lot of moments this year, bro.
It's so many, man. I don't know where to start. Like,
you've been in Washington 5 seasons.
Yes, sir.
They should bring you back. I know you're a pending free agent. I feel like they will bring you back.
Yes, sir.
What's it been like this season, even before, like, the game started? Just how different was the vibe with AP and DQ running the show?
Everything had a purpose. I'll just start there. With the past regime, I felt like we were just out there hanging out. Not hanging out, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when DQ got here, when AP got here, everything, the schedule, by the schedule, the things we did, everything married together and had a purpose. Like, starting in off season, we had 3 weeks on, 1 week off. So by the time we got to camp, we wasn't burnt out. Versus in the past years, all of OTAs were hitting it. I felt like DQ and AP kept us fresh. That was the biggest thing. Like, I felt like camp never started. That, like, we had never had 2 days of pads back to back, never had more than 3 days of going back to back. And I felt like that was monumental in just keeping us fresh, keeping us motivated for the season to go out and play our best each week.
Well, hell, when you got a week 14 bye week.
Right.
Yeah, it's a long time. Right. One thing, like, when you start practice, you do the bag drill.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Jay's always asked me, like, man, are they going to get tired of that? I'm like, not if they keep winning.
Yeah.
And the thing, I think, like, does it get your blood flowing? Because
yes. You
go from stretching, whatever, to getting through those bags. And it's kind of the competition, isn't it?
That was the word of the year, competition. That's how we started it out.
Yeah.
And, like, going from the pass regime, we would warm up and go straight into Indy. And we were, like, mosey our way into it versus with DQ. as soon as we start.
Yeah,
like, we're going. We're going. Yeah. And that was how that's how every practice went. That's how all the games went. I feel like he has a really good way of getting his guys going, motivated, and ready to take somebody's head off.
You've been in the NFL 12 years, I think you said, right?
Going on 12.
Going into year 12.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a person as calm as Jaden Daniels?
Ooh,
you're kind of a calm fella, too, honestly, now that I think about it.
When I think of calm, I think of greats. I think of the greats when I think of Jaden, man. Like Megatron, Matthew Stafford. Who else have I come into contact? Like, I just think of guys like that. Like, I've never seen Five rattled. I've never seen him punch his hands. I've never seen him curse. I've never even seen the guy sweat. Like, it's amazing, man. Like, the composure he keeps is motivating. Because you look at him in the huddle and we're down 10.
Right.
And before you know it, we're up by 3. So just having him, man, is a lifesaver.
It's remarkable. By now, we kind of know Kingsbury's sticking around.
Okay.
We're talking with our friend Cornelius Lucas, Commanders offensive lineman, New Orleans native here in New Orleans. What'd you think of the offense? How much did you enjoy the offensive game plans this year?
Oh, a breath of fresh air. Cliff is so O-line friendly. The amount of chips we got this year, the amount of play-action passes, just keeping the D-line on the toes. Like, I remember parts of the season, like when we went 4-13, we would pass the ball 20 times in a row.
Right.
As a D-lineman, you're licking your chops. Like, I got to get home in one of these 20.
Right.
Uh-huh. Versus you line up with Cliff Kingsbury, and out of them 20, you're going to get chipped 15 of the 20. And then you're going to have a play action for the other two. You really only need to get 3 real good shots at getting a one-on-one rush at the quarterback. See what I'm saying? That's the difference in Cliff and the other guys that have been around.
Did you see B-Rob and Eckler walking around?
I have not, but I heard they're in here.
Yeah.
They might.
They have them.
It might
those
be them Bonnie, winging that.
Those Bonnie's church
on. The football over there.
Oh, yeah. I just sunk that, by the way, too.
How'd you do?
I look like an old lineman. I definitely look like an old lineman, for sure.
I love that. Let's hope everything goes right.
Okay.
Do you want to be back in Washington?
I would love to be back in Washington, man. I want to retire in Washington.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you love the area?
I do. It's grown on me. I've been there for so long.
You've
got to go.
5 years now,
yeah.
Right? 5 seasons.
Yes.
What do you think of Commanders fans? Like, what are your interactions like?
Commanders fans. I feel like I got a different set of Commanders fans this year versus the other years I've had. And I got a lot more new Commander fans this year.
But their excitement.
Yeah.
When they're winning in that town, you can see the excitement level.
The love is overwhelming when we're winning.
That's the question. On the road, I know me and Santana and them doing the shows.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all feel and hear how loud they were on the road this year?
Man, my first time experiencing it for real was in Arizona.
Yes.
I think when the Indian Reserve population came out and they decked out the stadium, I feel like it was more Washington fans than it was Arizona Cardinal fans.
Wow.
There. And every score, they just lit it up for us, man.
That was cool.
Yeah,
was cool.
All year.
What did it mean for you? Because Brian and I talked about this as something we kind of found to be a catalyst maybe for your season. So you go Monday night in Cincinnati, win that.
Uh-huh.
Then everybody flies out to AZ to stay there for the game. What was that week like in Arizona?
Ooh, lots of walkthroughs. I don't think we really hit the gas too much in practice. We maybe had one full speed day. I think the momentum of that Monday night game had us turned up. And the sky was a limit after that, just knowing what we could do, how we can do it. And Arizona was just the next chip that had to fall.
A lot of guys said that week being out there together kind of brought y'all closer together.
Yeah, it was like another week of camp.
And I I kind of felt like the same thing. Like training camp, we used to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would bring people together. And that was kind of a training camp week where you had to depend on each other.
We're in a hotel in the middle of the desert doing walkthroughs in this hot-ass parking garage. Man, shout out to Cliff, man. We got so many walkthrough reps this year, man. That's where you really make your money at, in walkthroughs.
Yeah.
And Cliff understands that. Like, yeah. We probably got like 3 or 4 walkthroughs a day, man. Like, just going over the players, going over. But all that helps.
Yes, it does.
All right, New Orleans native. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to restaurant here?
Oh, brother. That's hard. If I had to pick, I got to pick one?
You can give us a couple. It's your world.
A couple. If I'm feeling boiled seafood, I might go to Klessy's because you can get a little bit of everything there. You get fried shrimp. You can get boiled shrimp, boiled crawfish. If I'm feeling fancy, I might go to Moreau Steakhouse. That just opened up maybe a year ago.
I saw that. It's over by the Superdome, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or if I'm feeling steak, I might go to Desi Vegas. That might be the best steakhouse I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever been to Burns in Tampa?
No, I haven't. Yep. Fire?
Put that on your list.
Okay,
yes.
Burns. Let's see.
What's your go-to dish, Cajun food?
Go-to dish. I'm a seafood pasta kind of guy.
Okay.
I got a good seafood pasta. Maybe a little etouffee. Everything that's like buttery and creamy and bad for you, sign me up for it.
O'Lyman right there.
Yeah, that's Louisiana.
Hot wings, all that, man.
What's your favorite restaurant in D.C.?
Oh, that's even harder.
Or
man.
Ashburn. Prime, I'm guessing.
My favorite restaurant? Oh. If I had to boil it down to one, what did I just have the other day?
Because I know you guys do those O-line dinners regularly.
Yeah, that's on the rookies.
D.C.
They go out. How often does the O-line
every week
do those dinners? Yeah.
Every week.
And it's not just rookies paying. It's everybody.
No. And we might go to D.C. Prime 1 week. We might go to Five Guys the next week. Like, it's all over the place.
I remember one
week. Five Guys is good.
Yeah. Five Guys is banging.
Greasy.
But I remember one. You guys were going to, like, a Korean barbecue or a ramen joint or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It wasn't, like, high-end. What did they – like – it's one thing when you go to DC Prime because the team has a relationship. Yeah. Everybody knows you. But, like, when that group of men who are all outrageously large rolls into the ramen spot, what is the reaction in the restaurant?
It's just a bunch of heads turning, people looking like,
who the hell are these guys?
And then it's just a onslaught of just people bringing stuff to the table because once we get there, we're ordering 6 and 7 of each appetizer. It's just a gang of food, man.
Who's the biggest eater of everybody?
Oh, Nick Algagretti. Nick, 100%. The guy, Nick might order 40 ounces of ketchup.
Wow.
Shout out to Nick, man. Shout out to Nick.
Have you talked to Sam at all?
Cosby?
Spirits up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I talked to Sam right before I left out of here, man. Praying for him, hopefully, for a speedy recovery. I can see that he has his mind right. Getting bigger, faster, and stronger. I think he's going to come back an even better player.
Yeah. You guys got a good group, man.
Yeah.
I thought Biadasz, Badass, really kind of – because Allegretti's a talker. Like, there's some talkers. There's some funny guys. Yeah. Badass is a little more quiet, but he felt
is
like –
is he?
At least with us.
Okay.
You know what?
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about football-wise.
No, I'm just talking like hanging in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's actually – what's interesting with Tyler is that when the camera's off, he's happy to talk.
Uh-huh.
When the camera comes on, he kind of locks it in.
Uh-huh.
We always have a good little dapping up.
He seemed like a tone setter a little bit, though.
Yeah. Like, he's one of those guys, like – he's like a bee, like just buzzing around your ear, like for D linemen, like the whole game. He's just buzzing in their ear, getting them off kilter, just talking. And like just edging you on to where you just want to take his head off.
I like that.
And he was like, "Hey, bro, what you doing? What's going on?"
He's one of those guys. That's how he looks when he's on the field.
Yeah,
because he always says something, then he walks back to the
room. Yeah, he's definitely that guy, man.
I saw Nick Gates who's playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
that was a dude that wasn't like he was loud about.
Oh no, Nick Gates, he'll come up to your guy and curse him out. Like, bro, I'm battling a dragon over here, man. Chill out, man.
All right, last one for me.
Okay.
Best non-offensive lineman. Let's make it more. Best skill position blocker.
Best skill position blocker. John Bates.
Not tight ends.
Huh?
I'm saying receiver.
Receiver.
Back. or a quarterback. Ooh. How's Jaden in the blocking game?
I've never seen Jaden have a block at all.
Do you ever?
We don't want to see him.
No, you don't.
Never. Hey, tell him just look at
Goff.
Jared Goff.
Never.
Stay okay. away from everything.
I'd probably say Terry. Terry or
Noah Brown was a blocker.
Yeah, him too. Like I feel like all of them. I feel like I got to tip my hat to all the wide receivers, man, with the chips, with the blocking.
I thought Eckler was good in pass pro too.
That's what I'm saying. Him and B-Rob.
Yeah. Fun year, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate Thank you for having me.
Go get some sleep.
Repeat.
Let's all right, get guys. People in Ashburn listen to the program.
Uh-huh.
Resign Big Luke.
Please, no faking and booty shaking.
No
man.
Faking and booty shaking. All right, man. Best COVID pressers the whole time. When Big Luke got on the Zoom during COVID, we were going to have fun.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Cornelius Lucas, one of the good ones, man. Great, great dude.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's a 3-1, huh?
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Media Row, live in New Orleans, Louisiana, in advance of Eagles-Chiefs this weekend. I am fired up from the NFL Network and the host of American Ninja Warrior, our guy, Akbar Baja Bilamila.
Yay!
How'd I do?
You got nervous. You added a little L in there, but it was cool because you got to a certain point and you're going, I'm going to mess this up. You're like, no, just go for it, and you trusted your instinct. You know what that's like? It's like actually playing football. Sometimes things happen, like the coach says, this is going to happen just like this. And you get out on the field and it doesn't happen like that.
It does.
You have to let instinct take over. Your instinct took over and you nailed it.
My instincts are generally bad decisions.
From over here, this is not just the whole last name. What's the whole last name?
That's the last name. The full name is Akbar, and then I've got two middle names, Oluwakemi Idowu, and then Baja Biamila. So Akbar Oluwakemi Idowu Baja Biamila.
That is something.
Can you do that? Can you let your instincts take over on that?
I am James Patrick Finley.
he goes, yeah, I'm out of here.
what is the ethnic origin there?
Yes, yeah, Nigerian.
Nigerian,
so, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Nigerian. First name is Arabic. Middle name, Oluwakemi Idowu. So God shows me favor. Oluwakemi Idowu is born after twins. So my brother, who also played, and my sister are twins. So whenever people hear your name in our culture, they know exactly. It tells the story.
There you go.
And so your name always tells the story. So if I had one more kid, because I have twins, if I have one more kid, I would probably, it would be a junior. Oh. I don't do the junior thing, but I'm like, yo, you'll be just like me, born after twins. You'd have to be a junior.
Well, JB going to ask you a lot about football, but yeah. I see you a lot on the Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
And I actually, you know, I look at it, I go, I would try it. Nah, I'm not going to try that. You get into it. Yeah, and you tell a hell of a story when you're talking to about all the people. How much fun is that?
It's a lot of fun. So, you know, I think people know my story as, you know, I came in, you know, behind my brother who's an all-star. At one point was the all-time leading sack leader for the Packers. So there was a lot of pressure, you know, coming in. I was an undrafted free agent, and I didn't have the storied NFL career that I wanted. You know, I worked my butt off at it, but didn't have the storied career. But also, too, when I did work my butt off and I did make plays, I used to go, gosh, man, I never, you know, the commentators maybe didn't give me the love that I would have loved to had. You know, it's easy to overlook people. So that sat with me with some type of way, and I said if I ever had that opportunity, I was really going to go and lean in on stories and players and athletes that maybe necessarily didn't get the love. So I love to cheer for people the way I would have wanted people to cheer for me. Whether you're an all-star ninja or this is your first year starting ninja, I go into every single story with the love and the passion that I want, because I think everyone has their own unique story to get to where they are. And whether it's the big name, the flashy names, or whatever it is, I think it's worth really going into it. And I think one of the biggest compliments I've gotten in, I can't believe it's 15 years now that I've been doing this.
Damn.
But,
wow.
You know, one of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten from one of the ninjas, like, I didn't know what I was doing was that exciting until I heard you call my run. And I go, ah, you're going to make the big fella cry here. You're going to make the big fella cry. But and I do the same thing, talking football about the stories. And, you know, sometimes I got to fight with producers. Like, hey, I really want to talk about this. Ah, it's not an editorial. From an editorial standpoint, I was like, who cares
energy
about editorial?
Like, every time.
You know, everybody's like trying to get the editorial thing. Sometimes it's really cool because there are 53 guys on the roster and a lot of these unique stories. And sometimes in media, it's very easy to go, this is what everyone else is talking about. Let's figure out a different way to tell the story. But I would challenge the entire media organization. Like, go deep into the roster because the guy clearly has something to make the roster and being able to tell that. You know, whether it's a punter, whether it's a kicker, whether it's that offensive lineman, you know what I mean? Whoever it is, you know, let's tell the stories because there's so many cool stories to tell, you know?
Yeah. It's really interesting you say that because – Brian and I do all sorts of stuff back in D.C., right?
Yep.
TV and streams and all sorts of stuff. Radio allows you to go deep, and it's a cool function of radio that you can, like, we'll do a segment on the ninth offensive lineman. You know what I mean?
You
just have more of an opportunity. One of the opportunities you're trying to make sure people are aware of is your work with Experian.
Yep.
Obviously, credit rating agency, all that kind of stuff. But they're really trying to help folks save money these days.
And this is why I love my long partnership with Experian, because it's more than just, you know, I think people hear Experian and they think of the credit agency and they just stop there. They go, what's my credit score? Credit score is cool. First off, they're giving, you know, the customers and the people the opportunity to raise their credit score by Experian Boost. Experian Boost is this amazing thing that I've talked so many years about, where you can report your utility bills, your streaming services that you pay for, like Hulu, Netflix. You report those in, and it allows you to self-report and boost your credit score. Like, we all know, if your credit score is good, it allows you access to be able to do more things financially.
Sure.
The second part is
better
this
rates,
new feature, better rates, everything. This new feature now allowing folks to get rid of their unwanted subscriptions. Now, I raised my hand up first because I didn't realize this. Life gets so busy. I've got four kids. I've got a wife. I've got all these jobs. I'm just going. I'm like everybody else. I guarantee there's nobody on the planet that can do two things. Walk into a Costco and spend less than $300. And two, can swipe only one page on your phone, on your smartphone, right?
Right.
We've downloaded so many dang-on apps
now.
I can't keep up. And I get sucker. I'm a sucker. Look, thank you. He's got seven pages on his, right?
B's probably got two pages.
And I got some double, I got some double up.
he's got some double up. And so what happened, we've gotten into this thing where we've created so many pages on our phones, and we get sucked in. Like, I need this. Like, I have one right now that I downloaded, and it was a plant thing, right? And I get to, oh, I'm coming in hot. He just came out and said, I'm screaming. All right. So, but I had this thing where I wanted to take pictures of plants and figure out what the plants were. Yeah. Like, oh, what's this plant? What's that plant? Forgot about it. After about 4 or 5 days of using it, I can identify all these plants. I'm paying $24 a month.
For the plant app?
Yeah. For the plant app. I totally forgot about it.
I passed by that one.
You should. Ricky Williams was just with us. He'll get you set up with some plants.
No, I don't do
a little
that,
more than $24 bucks.
I don't. Not that one. I was talking about trees. And, let me get out of this one. But it's true that you turn around and like on average, the average person is spending about $1,000 a year on unwanted subscriptions. Can you imagine with all the inflation going on, the expenses?
You know how much eggs cost?
I will show you right now on my phone. My wife literally just sent me in Los Angeles right now. She just sent me a picture of five dozen eggs, 60 eggs for $35.99. Can you imagine?
I think I'd go get two chickens and get eggs better than that.
That's 66 cents an egg. So when we start talking about saving money, it is important. Like, people think saving money is just, okay, here's my paycheck, let me put some money aside. Experience, like, yo, there's other ways you're being sacked. Just like a team needs a dope left tackle, Experience saying, we're going to be your left tackle and we're going to protect your blind side so you don't get sacked. So many people are getting sacked because they're paying all this money in subscription that they're not using anymore. They have this feature that can go in, they can filter it.
Just to watch TV.
Just to watch television, right? So,
I know your time is tight.
Go to Experian.com if you want to get this and get on board and keep up with your New Year's resolution to get your finance in order. Go to Experian.com.
I love it. Who you got this weekend?
I got the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not going to even stall you out on it. It's real simple. This is a really, really unique time in life. This is a special time to be alive. With all the stuff going on in the world, with all the stuff from the political climate to the stuff that's going over internationally and globally, like, we've had some crazy stuff that we've gone through, right? I think it's really cool that we get to see this opportunity to see a three-peat. And I think people are so maybe a little fatigued from the Chiefs being so successful. But just like I will rush outside and go, hey, you got to go see this star that you won't see, or this constellation of stars, or this planet that you'll never see. And for 100 years, we're not going to see this in our lifetime again. None of us will be alive the next time a three-peat happens, right? And this is, of course, I'm saying that the Chiefs will win this and get that three-peat. It is magical. I've seen the Lakers, my Los Angeles Lakers, do three-peat. We've seen other teams go out there and three-peat in other sports, but never in the NFL, and that's a lot to do with the way the league is set up, with salary cap, with the way they have, with
built for
draft and everything. It's built for parity. And now there's a team that's kind of snuck through the crack and going, not a repeat, but a three-peat. I love this idea for – I keep saying three people. I hope I don't owe Pat Riley
about
money.
To sue you. I'm going to stop.
I'm going to get a bill. Hey, yo, Experian.
Yeah.
I don't want this unwanted lawsuit from Pat Riley.
Thank you very much for
joining
us.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try it one more time. Akbar Bajamila.
Baja Biamila.
I was close.
Go one more time.
Akbar Bajamila.
Baja Biamila.
No, don't quit.
Baja Biamila.
Baja Biamila.
There you go.
Bang.
Now, hold on. I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Oh, hell.
Akbar Oluwakemi.
No, I don't have that in the bag. I do. I'm going to say this. We got a break.
All right.
I looked it up because I wanted to be sure. Things Fall Apart.
Yes. Akonkwo.
Yeah. Akonkwo, man.
Akonkwo,
that's a hell of a book.
It's a hell of a book. My kids are now starting to read it.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. All right. Akbar Baja Biamila. Bang.
Yes!
Thank you for the time, brother.
All right. Did I blow out the mic?
When we come back, Maryland Governor Wes Moore has his Super Bowl pick. There is no better way for us to finish out our week on Media Row than with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And I say that because it's the ultimate football game this weekend. It's the Super Bowl. The governor is plus 31 on his picks this year.
All right.
66-35. Governor, how do you do, bud?
Man, I'm good. Listen, is this the last time that I'm about to hear regulators for the year, though?
You're welcome anytime. You are welcome anytime. We could do some Caps game picks. Maybe these Turtles of ours have a playoff.
If we want to be technical, the football season will be this year.
That's right.
You'll be back.
Now, it's my understanding
you
were
here. That's a pretty good record, huh? That's a pretty good record.
Dude, that's unbelievable. But you were here, and we didn't see you. We didn't get to chop it up. What's that all about?
I know. Listen, that's on me. That's on me.
You're a busy man. What is your go-to New Orleans meal?
Oh, easy. Char-grilled oysters.
There you go.
If y'all have never had char-grilled oysters, and I know a lot of people say beignets and all that kind of stuff, and that's cool, but char-grilled oysters are ridiculous. And
they're so good.
And I remember I had those the first time that I went to New Orleans. And that's one of those meals that, you know, sometimes people have these things where it's like, if you had one meal or folks have, what's your last meal? I'm telling you, char-grilled oysters would be on there. So I will we're definitely got to do that.
Acme or Drago's?
See, that's tough because, I mean, I actually think Drago's is a little bit too touristy at this point.
Ooh.
But they're both very touristy. The best thing about some of the char-grilled oysters you can get in New Orleans is you need to go to some like off the beat spots where it's not so much the touristy spots. Both of those are good, I say the only thing about Drago's is you get the whole experience out of it. Like they have all the fires flashing and all that kind of stuff, and so people taking pictures. But I would actually say that both of those are really good. And if that's your only option, go get it. But there's some off the beat spots down in New Orleans that have some ridiculous char-grilled oysters.
Absolutely. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Gov, obviously you got to pick Chiefs-Eagles, right? But something happened last night that if I have to guess, rubbed you the wrong way. Josh Allen, NFL MVP. How you feeling?
I just think they should actually ask football fans to vote. Like, I don't know who they're asking for their votes on this one. There's no one who actually watches football who thinks that Josh Allen should have won that. Because he Lamar Jackson has better stats. Lamar Jackson had better moments and better plays. Like I really am trying to figure out why, but besides the fact that I guess now everyone gets a trophy, why does Josh Allen deserve the MVP? Because I'm not saying he didn't have a good year.
I knew you would go hard on this one.
I mean, like, for real, though. I mean, like, he had a very good year. I'm not taking anything away from the year that Josh Allen had. But to say that he is the most valuable player in a year when Lamar Jackson had the year that he just had, that Lamar Jackson is like all world, I literally don't get it. I mean, like, but I'm assuming the same people who voted for, who think that Josh Allen should have won, also are the ones who voted for, like, Karl Malone and Steve Nash when Michael Jordan was playing. I guess everyone gets their turn, and I guess it was Josh Allen's turn. But I mean, like, you can't be a real fan and watch what we saw this year and think that Josh Allen is the MVP in the same year that Lamar Jackson just had the year that he had.
I think Jaden Daniels should have had more say in the MVP conversation, honestly.
I actually think you're right, too. I mean, like, listen, he was a runaway winner, and he should have been the runaway winner for offensive rookie of the year. And, like,
yeah,
that was
for sure.
That was the easiest decision anyone could have made all year. But I agree. If you're just looking at the contribution that person has to their team and what they did to change the way the league plays the game, that, yes, Jaden Daniels probably should have gotten more look and more recognition. But also, let's be clear, when you're looking at the categories of what the MVP is supposed to mean, and you look at the fact that Lamar Jackson had better stats, the only stat that Josh Allen beat him in was rushing touchdowns, and that was because of the tush push. That was literally the only stat beat Lamar Jackson. So I really am. I mean, for all these people who voted for him, I'm just curious on what grounds.
I don't get a vote. The Associated Press is very guarded with that, so I can't tell you the answer.
They need to give you a vote.
Taxation without representation is what I said. Governor.
Who would you have voted for?
Lamar. Honestly, I might have voted for Jaden, but That might be some bias. But Lamar's statistical season, especially when you had to vote on that before the playoffs, was just so outrageous.
That's right.
Gov, this break is hard, so I want to make sure we get to it because you were outrageous this season. 66-35 in the regular season is – if you were betting with the governor, you're a rich person right now. And it's all legal, I would point out.
That's right.
Super Bowl, Gov. Eagles, Chiefs, who you got?
So I this is the only time I would say this. I'm actually rooting for the Eagles, and that's the only time that I would ever say this. But they're not going to win. The Chiefs are going to win. The Chiefs are just, I mean, and it's interesting because I watched this team closely. Their running game is actually better now than it was a year ago, and even when people are saying, well. You know, they're not winning the same. Again, I'm still not even sure what that statement even means because are you winning or not? I don't.
That's
you know,
it.
The whole winning the same thing doesn't make any sense to me. They keep on winning. This is a team who they have lost one game in the last calendar year. I mean, so no one has come up with a formula on how to stop this team. The one team who has beaten them in a calendar year is the team who they just sent home. And is now in the Caribbean on vacation because the Chiefs are now on their way back to the Super Bowl. No one has figured out how to deal with the Mahomes and Kelce. And the other thing that I think is really that people underestimate is this defense. This defense has been playing really, really well. And so you know the Eagles have had a great year. This is their second Super Bowl in 3 years. They have a really good young core. And I think they're playing good football. But I think when you're talking about the Super Bowl, it gets down to the details, right? And it gets down to basics like coaching. Who's going to put together the right game plan? And I'm not betting against Andy Reid inside a Super Bowl. I'm not betting against guys who've been there before the way that Mahomes and them have. And, you know, even though I do hope the Eagles win because I want to see the Chiefs lose, I also know that when the Chiefs win, it's going to be a very difficult argument to keep both Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes out of the conversation about some of the greatest that ever done it.
Absolutely. Governor, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much, man. Listen, this cannot be the last time we hear regulators. So we got to keep it going.
You have my word. Maybe before the Big Ten basketball tournament or something. We'll do it. I promise. I'll text Carter for sure. Thank you, Gov.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Awesome dude. We'll go quick. I got the Chiefs. You got the Chiefs?
Yep.
Denton?
I got the Chiefs.
Chiefs it is. The boys in the aquarium are getting the Chiefs whether they like it or not. Thanks to everybody that listened all week. Awesome week down here in New Orleans. I'm ready for some sleep. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far, Ahmed owes you some chicken wing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.